From the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to declare surplus and offer for sale the downtown transit center located at 909 East Michigan Avenue.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The piece that's before you is requesting approval by the committee and by the board to declare the downtown transit center surplus. The report that you have that goes along with the resolution gives a little background about how that project originated. And stepping through that timeline, getting to the more current period, in August of 2011, the Long Range Lakefront Committee made a recommendation to redevelop the downtown transit center site with a high-value multi-story development. The board did approve that back in November, so this is the first step in moving towards that action.
Pleasure of the committee. Sir Lusco.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to ask, I mean, in talking about it, it talks about how declaring it surplus comes before starting the process to sell it. So I'm just wondering how we've already gone out seeking proposals, how that process sort of got in front of the legislative process to declare it surplus.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I think what's out there, and perhaps I think Mr. Tafora could speak to this, what's been put out there is a request for information, not necessarily, I think, sale proposals at this point. It's just a matter of getting some information about what the development community can support and what's out there. It's not to my knowledge that there's actual requests for proposals that speak to actual offers.
So, Ford, can you come forward and talk about this issue? Can you come forward and talk about that?
Sure. Should I say my name? Sure. I'm Brian Tafora, Director of Economic Development.
Okay. So,
Mr. Tafora, I don't know what has come before transportation previously, but I remember last cycle in economic development, we started to take this up, but there was a malfunction in the PowerPoint or something, so they never took action. I don't know if transportation took action. I don't remember the board taking action, so I'm confused as to how the RFI, RFQ, RFP, whatever process has sort of proceeded prior to the declaration that this is surplus. I understand that we're sort of all going in that direction, but the extent to which I don't feel like I have information about what the parcel contains, what we're willing to do, what we think we're getting, any of those things that are sort of outlined in here as occurring before you actually start trying to sell it. And so I'm wondering, why have we started to sell it before we have that information, or before that information has been provided to us?
Before?
Sure. Chairman, Supervisor Lipscomb, that's a great question. Basically, it's simultaneously, we haven't, it's not a request for proposal. We haven't asked to sell it. It was really more of a generic, a request for information. I mean, it's a great site. It was more of, if there's people interested, tell us what you think would go there, what would be the best use, highest value possible, because we don't know what's out there. There might not be anything that can go right now based on the market, but we've asked, it was just an extremely generic RFI, and we did it simultaneously, and what happened was, as Brian said before, in August with the lakefront planning, this was their top recommendation. It was number one to redevelop the transit center, and the county board did approve it, I believe, on November 3rd of 2011. So we got the board approval to look to redevelop it, and so we're moving down the process of declaring it a surplus and going down that way. And then what we're doing is, from an economic development standpoint, is we're just seeing who's interested, who's out there, are people really interested in this. And as you know from before, anybody can get in front of a computer and create this big building, but do they have the backing, do they have the finances to do it? And so that's what the RFI was really for. It's just to gauge information and who is who's interested. Now, those come back in, and there's people who are interested, and this process goes down. Obviously, that would go in front of the board, in front of the Economic Development Committee, and in front of the whole board to say, hey, these people are the ones who we think can make something happen there. What do you guys think is what, you know, we'd love your input. Obviously, you need to okay that. That's the process that we were looking. And I did meet with the chair of economic development before I did the RFI, and there was board staff there, and I asked, do we need to go in front of the board first, or should our division do it? And she felt that because you guys already approved it November 3rd, that this division should do it.
The previous she.
Clarify.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chairman of Economic and Community Development, Supervisor De Bruin. She was chair at the time we did the RFI, and that's the way she told us to go.
Yeah. Well, I've kind of always had a problem with chairs having additional authority that's not in fact theirs to direct policy, but. Independent of the committee, and I've had that problem in the past. Can you, since the item never did come to us, could you give us more detail about where the process is and when we're going to get the information?
That's item number 16.
I'm sorry. How did I miss that? Because it was not in the packet.
It should be more
verbal.
Thank you.
Okay. So rather than wash off.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, to Supervisor Lipscomb's, because I thought the order here, I would like to know the process before I declare something surplus and make more well-rounded decisions. So could we read item 16 and take the two items together and then deal with it that way?
You sure can. But first, let's talk Supervisor Jersey.
And just to help Supervisor Lipscomb, there is on the agenda for economic development. The public notice that went out for the RFI. I'm trying to get behind this process. So we're going to start with what went out. It was publicized in newspapers. So we're going to get the actual notice. We're going to look at that. And then we will go down that road. But I want to document it first, and that is going to be before our committee, and you'll get the information as we do, I think. So I think we are going to try to get this straightened out, and if it was done incorrectly, we'll get it corrected. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Done incorrectly. item number 16. Put that on the
From the Director, Department of Transportation, the Administrator of the Economic Development Division, Department of Administrative Services submitting an informational report regarding the disposition of the Downtown Transit Center process. This also is going to the Committee on Economic and Community Development, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, item number 16 in front of you. Any questions? The floor. Number 16, they would like to go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number 16 is just it was at the request, I think, made in the Committee on Economic and Community Development to report back on that. And it talks about the process that's required in this particular case. The first step being declaring it surplus, which is what item number 15 is. And then talks about the federal process, since there's federal monies involved in this, notifying the FTA of it being surplus, getting an appraisal, the disposition instructions that are required, how we use the sale proceeds, going through a competitive process for the sale, and then finally getting FTA concurrence. So we just wanted to step through that process, since there is some additional requirements involved to the fact that there's FTA money involved.
And actually, why 15 before 16? Normally, 16 is part of 15 when you do actual surplus land sale. You explain why you want to do it. What's the particularly when you talk about transit system or anything with the federal government, what is the split and things like that. And the reason why 15 was first, that's all that came last month at the late moment that the whole surplus. So I put it in the order what it came, and they're going to develop and decide, well, let's put a little bit more meat to this, and that's what it puts in part of 15 anyway. And that's why it went that way. Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Turbin. Mr. Transit, could Do you know what the federal split is on this, and how much of the sale proceeds would go to Milwaukee County, the state of Wisconsin, federal government, all that?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, this was a 75-25 federally funded program at the time, 75-25 local. No state money was involved at that particular time. And to speak to the disposition methodology that would be used, what we would request in this particular case is what we've requested in the past, and that would be that the sale proceeds from the facility would be used for transit capital-based projects in the future. You basically have two major options. One is to give the federal share back to the federal government, or they allow you to use it for future transit capital needs. And the future transit capital needs would give us the best value for what the proceeds are in this case. Otherwise, we would be returning most likely a substantial amount of money.
Thank you.
Samantha Jersey.
Can we use the proceeds to substitute funding the board might otherwise put in?
You have to use it for eligible capital projects that are out there. So, for example, when we had the Mill Road Transit Center sale, and that was about $400,000, we used that for an open capital project of upgrading the HVAC at the Transit Administration Building. So it really needs to go towards projects that you've identified.
Is that a yes?
I think that's a yes.
Thank you.
I wouldn't put that a yes at the present moment.
For the application of the use, I think that's
assuming we were going to do that.
Any other questions? All right, do we have a motion? Okay. House.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, Mr. Drenzik indicated that this would, the revenue then would be used for transit capital funding. That is for obtaining items or making repairs, as you mentioned, the HVAC system. I know we've purchased some of the new clean diesel buses via capital funding. So my question, Mr. Chairman, this would then, because it goes to capital funding, it would not then be used to, say, pay for operations?
Mr. Drastic.
Mr. Chairman, that's true.
Thank you.
I'll make sure. Sorry, let's go.
Mr. Chairman, we're lacking a motion, correct?
Correct.
I'll move approval, but I would I do so in adding or reiterating to the administration that I don't like reading stuff in the paper. I think I'm entitled to get information before the Business Journal or Small Business Times or even the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So please, in the future, don't get ahead of the legislative process and communicate better.
We have a motion for item number 15. Move approval. Any other questions or comments? Madam Clerk, we'll call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Burkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.